You are now listening to part one of episode 15 of I'm an Adult Know What.
So what's your lowest and highest age?
My lowest age?
Yeah, you said 20, right?
Like, I would say 18 because it's legal, but like, but like some of them still have that like high school mentality where they're still acting because... So she has to be like 18, about to turn 19, because I can't even go out with her either.
Oh yeah, whoa! Oh, like you can go out in Montreal.
And I know I could buy alcohol, yeah, but like it's Montreal's cold as hell. I'm not really trying to go out.
Buys a ticket to Montreal.
Let's go, babe.
I've been to Montreal a couple of times. It's fun, but it's so cold. And
oh my god, yeah.
I've heard it is fun. I've actually never.
It's
been.
Lit.
It looks so nice.
It's
it
does. Really lit, especially old Montreal. It's like gas town, but like a whole city.
Okay, and what's your? The mic. What's your oldest?
My oldest?
Or, yeah, your limit. There is no limit.
Honestly, there's really no limit.
The
limit
does not exist.
As long as you're looking, there's really no age. But like, as long as you're not getting like to the point where it's like, you could be 60, but if you look like you're in your like 40s or 30s, I'm with it. You know?
You're telling me that you would potentially be with a 60-year-old?
No, not be. I wouldn't date because I'm sorry, I'm trying to have children and like all that other stuff.
Facts,
like,
facts.
But like, whatever happens, happens, you know?
Okay.
I just realized we should introduce ourselves. We just start talking.
You want us to go ahead?
My name is Fisto. But you can call me Mr. Irakoze.
That's also his IG. This is Jade, your host.
And it's Relitza, your friend.
Yeah, she's, you know, she was on a previous episode, if you checked
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'm back and I'm better. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming. Yeah, so what's your age limit, Relitza?
I would say right now, I feel like it'd be a good solid 29. Because I'm like, if you're 30 and going for me, because if you guys don't know, I'm early 20s, and I'm just like, if you're in your 30s and you're going for me, I just feel like, why, you know, we're in different spaces in our lives, and I'm not ready to settle yet, and you're probably like, let's have kids or something, let's move, let's settle down, and I'm like, I'm living my best life. So, yeah, I think my age limit would be 29, and my youngest, I feel like it'd be like a 20.
Okay.
Yeah, like 20 to 29. Mm-hmm. Got the same kind of lifestyle type of thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Hopefully. You?
Interesting. Well, there was this one time.
Band camp?
This younger story guy time. Charmed the pants off of me.
Wait, what?
Really?
Yeah. This is like probably one of the most embarrassing stories, so I don't know why I'm saying it.
Say it anyway.
Share.
Oh my god. I was working on like a production, let's just say. I'm not going to specify because you
don't need to name.
But I think he was like, I want to say 19. He could have been 18, which is just so horrible for me.
No, it's legal.
It's legal. If it was reversed, it'd be fine. But no, I swear, it was just, he was like the way he looked at me. He looked at me like I was like an angel dropped from heaven. Mm. I swear.
Oh, we love that.
Like it was the look in his eyes. I was like, wow, like, I feel like magic.
Friday. Yeah.
I looked like shit, but I felt like magic. Yeah.
We love that.
So yeah, anyway, I was kind of intrigued. And then when my senses came back to me, I was like, no.
Like every time.
Oh, bless them.
Yeah, I guess I would say like, no, now I would be like at least kind of like 20. Like, yeah. I feel like once you stop saying teen.
Yeah, I feel like 20. I feel like some maybe 19 turning 20. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like,
because some people honestly could like... Some people are mature, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, experiences make you mature. Yeah. I feel like that, like, I had a deep talk with that guy, too, so I was like, you know? Whereas if he was just immature, I would have been like, yeah, no.
Mm. Yeah.
So, if you're mature enough, I'll reconsider.
For you.
But, yeah, I'd like for you to at least be 20, but, oh, that makes me, like, cringe inside. I don't know why. Mm. But it's really, like, sexism.
It's, yeah, to be, like, a woman it is. Someone. And it's honestly normal, too. Like, it actually happens all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. But people just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
You just don't talk
100%.
About it.
100%.
Yeah.
But I think my cap-off point would be, like, probably 29, like you said, for the same reasons. Because it's just, like...
But what if he wasn't... What if the guy, like, already has, like... children, he doesn't want to have any more, he's just trying to like,
that's even worse.
You're hitting up the wrong
person. We want Lord. kids. You know what do you mean he doesn't want any more kids? Why would I
that's like fine, but like go hit up
that's not for me.
Because me, I find it weird when like 40 something year olds are hitting up like 19, 20 year olds. It's kind of like, do women your age
But that's the thing. I'm like, not okay, not everybody who's 40 or something and does that and is probably like what I'm about to say, but most are. If you're 40 something and going for a 19 year old, it means the people your age, even close to your age, like the 30-year-olds, yeah, there's something wrong. Like, you got stuff going on that other people won't be able to take, but you think you can manipulate a younger girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what they do. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, you're so mature for your age. Like, there's something about you. Like, I usually don't go for 19-year-olds, but like, there's something about you. And the girls eat it up. Mm-hmm. They're like, ah, I'm so cool. Oh my God, he says I'm mature. He thinks I'm yeah, and it's like, sis, he's manipulating you. Yeah. Like, you're his puppet.
And then because, like, he's so established or whatever, he'll use, like, the money and whatever to kind of get these young girls to, you know.
Reel them in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get the bag, literally, what anime said.
So true, though. Oh, yeah, no. The first, like, couple guys that I went on dates with were, like, 30. He's, like, 31 and 32, I want to say. And I was, like, 20, 21-ish. And, like, definitely sensed that manipulative stuff. But I was, like, soaking it up. Just, like, it's, like, the act all charming to like cover up their like issues, but like the one guy, I don't even care, I'm like dragging him right now.
Drag him to- but we don't know who he is, so it's fine.
Drag him to the mud.
Just don't drop names.
No, I won't drop names, it's too shady. But like we were out and we were at this gelato place and there was like a woman with like two kids and she was like holding one in those carriers that you have like your baby on the front of your body, and then like the other one was in a stroller and he was like, my kid's not going to be spoiled. They're not going to be in a stroller. They're going to have to walk. And I was like,
okay.
Your wife will only have two hands unless she's like superhuman somehow. Yeah. And so if she's at a crosswalk, she has to like let go of one of her child's hands to press the button.
Yeah.
And if that child's too young, they might wander into the street and get struck by a car. And then they're dead. And I was like, so are you gonna, like for real though, that happens. I'm like, are you gonna be with her? Like,
are you gonna hold your kid's hand?
Like, he's telling his wife. And I was like, bruh, like, what? This is like, I think the first date, maybe.
It could how's that being spoiled though? That's just,
literally, having your kid in a push, what do you call it?
A stroller.
A stroller.
Yeah,
how's that being spoiled?
That's normal.
That's like being like, I'm not gonna put my kid in a booster seat because, like, that's just too much comfort. Like,
he needs to feel. I'm not spoiling him.
Yeah,
I
want him. You know what I mean? Like, that's just too spoiled. Like, but it's like, now you're just putting your child at risk.
That's literally illegal.
That's not okay.
Oh, my God.
And that was just, like, one of many things date that one. He said. And, you know, it was, like, such a strange comment to make. But anyway, so clearly he has underlying issues and, like, he's. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was just kind of, like, he was just charming me to try and like cover all that stuff up, but then at the same time try and lay down the law. But I was like, I'm not cool with your laws, so bye, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I've noticed like that's what they do. Like, even if it wasn't like a 30 to a 20-year-old, like even if it's not that age gap, even if it's like a 25-year-old to an 18-year-old, like they grab those girls young. Like, it sounds so creepy, but it's true. They do.
You get them young.
You get
forever.
Them young and you mold them into what you want. No, you literally mold their minds into what you want them to become.
I didn't like that, by the way.
He's like, PSA.
Just so I add that.
No, facts.
Oh my God.
But I'm just saying, that's what happens.
That's so true, though.
I mean, I know this because, I mean, yeah, like, I know some guys or whatever, and that's what they do, is because women their age, and it's, like, they're good-looking guys, and they have good careers, but it's just them as people doesn't attract a lot of the, I guess, how can I say this, like, it attracts younger girls who are more naive, you know, and because that's all they can get, they always just go for that.
But does that ever make them think, like, to themselves and, like, reflect on themselves and be, like, wonder why? Like,
no, I mean,
they're predators.
Straight up. Like, I mean,
because you would think, like, the thing with me is, my thought is, if you're going to do this when you're mid-20s, okay, whatever, you keep going for the younger girls, okay, late 20s, you're going to go for goes, okay, early 30s. By the time you're mid-30s or late 30s, get pushing 40, and you're still doing that, game's over. I'm sorry. Yeah. You cannot do that forever.
I'm not trying to be that 40-year-old.
You can't do that forever.
Yeah.
Because then you just get stared at, and you're just like,
You know, unless I look like Will Smith, though, you know, like,
Will Smith. If you can pull it off, pull it off. Like,
but,
Looking like a schnack.
But then I'm like, will you ever settle down? That is my question.
Yeah, like, is that
and the end goal? And that's the thing, though. Is and
is that, the end goal,
that's yeah. what I'm saying with older guys is some of them maybe don't want to settle down. And around their age group, it's most women in their age group, they're trying to settle down and, you know, build something. But with them, they're still not in that mentality. And that's why they go for the younger girls because they could live out their, like, fantasies of just being a playboy, you know, instead of...
But that's why it's also hard for, I feel like, us. Like, I feel like, okay, whatever. We age, we get to our, like, late 20s, and we're ready to settle down. Mm-hmm. But the guys who are our age aren't.
Right.
What do we do? We have to go for way older or we have to go for younger. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like... Yeah, no, I feel like that's why normally women end up with someone who's a bit older. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, I just feel like with a guy, if you're, say, 30 and you date someone who's close to your age and they're calling you out in your shit.
Yeah,
like,
you don't like
that. Yeah, like, if your ego's too big, like, you're going to be like, no, why would I go for you when I could just go for someone younger who's not going to question me?
Exactly. I can do whatever I want.
I'm a mature man that knows what he wants, but really I'm, like... toxic low-key,
but that's the problem with like a lot of guys. No, but that's a lot. I agree with everything you just said, because that's the problem with a lot of men is it's their ego. Their ego is so high, they're fixed in this idea of I'm dominant, I'm a man, I have to be like this. So they go for, you know, the girl who's not really sure of herself, so she'll tolerate with your shit. But the moment someone calls them out on it is instead of realizing, okay, maybe she cares about me and she wants the best for me, it's
I'm
the man. Like, how dare you speak to me like this? And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Men are, you know, they're interested.
But, you know.
they are. I love it, though. Like, they're very entertaining, you know. I know I am one, too. And, like, I'm speaking from experience. Like, I've gone through that where, like, my ego was so high where a woman couldn't really tell me, like, certain things.
Yeah.
But then I also realized certain aspect. Like, it's like maybe they're just saying that because they care about you. Because if they didn't care about you, why would they be really pushing you and telling you to get on your shit, right?
Yeah.
I feel like eventually guys get it. Well, not. I feel like sometimes some guys eventually understand that. Mm-hmm. But it's like way down the line. And you're like, oh, well. Then they're like, I'm ready for you. And you're like, I've already moved on.
I found somebody better. It's been 5 years.
I found
somebody
who matches my vibe.
Yeah.
And that's that.
That's what happened to me. That's what happened to me. And that's when I was like, I gotta work. Ooh. Yeah, I'm speaking from experience.
Yeah.
Fiston. Fiston. I was like, oh, shit.
No, but that's honestly what happens. And it usually takes, like, you know, because, see, with guys being, like, I guess at the top of the food chain, so like, let's be honest here, I'm not trying to be sexist, but this is facts, right? Male are putting in more a priority and it gets to their head.
Yeah.
So when a girl shatters their heart, they realize, they're like, oh, maybe I'm not as great as it. And that's when they're like, okay, like, maybe it's me. But it takes a certain woman for a guy to realize that. But
when they lose something so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but if they don't, then they're gonna grow continue. From it and they learn from it, or they're it's like the opposite. Like they're so heartbroken that they're like, well, that's it. I'm gonna just like fuck around.
Yeah,
they become a fuckboy or they.
Because the problem with men is they don't show their feelings. They don't express how they feel because they gotta keep up that persona of being macho.
And it sucks. And I you know what? From that perspective, I get it because I understand how people have portrayed men have to be the strong one.
Yeah.
So I get how it can be hard to show emotion. Like, I'm like, 100%. I totally get that. Like, if I put my feet in your shoes or whatever, I'd feel the same way. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we have to undo that. Yeah. Like, we have to learn how to undo that because it's not fair.
Yeah.
No, it's not fair for the man and it's not fair for the woman.
I mean, it's been going on for generations.
Or, you know, different, or if it's a man and a man, like, it's just not fair regardless of, like, who you're with. And it takes a toll on people.
I agree. I feel like I read a book like a while back. It was called The Will to Change by Bell Hooks. She's like a black author. And it was so interesting because it was basically what you just said. Like it's not fair to like treat guys as if they don't have emotions. I personally think it's so attractive.
I love when they show
emotion. When a guy shows emotion, like I love it.
I love it.
Like, I just am like.
You don't have to cry. Like you don't have to be like, you know, but you can just just show that you like have feelings, you know?
If it was like a really, really like hard situation though, and you cry, I'm gonna cry too because I'll just, you know, feel the emotion.
But that's different, but like.
But then, like, afterwards, I'll be like, that was so hard.
You just turned me on.
Let me take care of you.
For real, though. I'm like, oh my god, he's human.
No, but like. Man, y'all are crazy. You know? No, but like, it's true, though. But it's. Oh, man, I don't know. When I say that, it's like... It's also the type of people they hang out with.
Oh, yeah. It's like if you put one rotten banana in a pile of good bananas, they're all going to turn rotten to some extent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. A lot of men have, like, traumas that they need to fix on their own. And you know how, like, guys like to say, oh, like, she's got daddy issues. So it's like... Mm-hmm. But, like, a lot of men have daddy issues as well. And that's why they act the whole macho and tough, like, all the time, because they didn't have that male figure to, like, check them and put them in their place. And that's why I honestly feel like 90% of men who are too macho to, like, express their feelings is because they have daddy issues. 100% because they didn't have that male. Because me, personally, even though my parents were divorced and my dad was always around. Like, whenever I started acting, my mom would call my dad. He would come. He would check me. He would beat me, and he would be like...
the African way.
Yes. Like, he taught me, like, how to be a man, you know? And, of course, your mom can in somewhat, but, again, a lot of guys are suffering from daddy issues.
Or maybe also, yeah, the daddy issues, but in the realm of, like, they had to protect their mom, or they had to be that man in the house. That it's just been installed in them since, like, their younger days, and they just don't know how to not do that.
Exactly.
They don't know how to release the, what do you call it? Not the dominance, but the power. Mm-hmm. Like, in the dynamic, they've always been the one in charge. Mm-hmm. So when the girl comes into life and the girl's like, well, I'm independent, I don't really need you to do that for me. They're like, no, I am doing that for you because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's all they know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is so interesting.
And that's what I was telling a lot of women. I was like, it's not you, or it's not that maybe you're a snob. It's just a lot of men are intimidated by a woman who knows her, like, what she wants, where she wants to go, you know, because in that case, then you can't really, I guess, manipulate her, like you guys were saying. Like, she'll be like, okay, no, like, that's BS, so no. And a lot of, you know.
And honestly, when I was younger, I didn't believe that, but now 100% I believe that. Like, they just, not everybody, but some people can't handle an independent woman because they don't know how to. They don't know how to not be submissive per se, but they don't know how to let somebody else take charge in their own life at some points, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they have to feel like they are the provider. They are the man. Like, it's them, and then under them is you, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't work that way. In some parts, I do. You can take charge in some ways.
Facts, facts. Hey, man.
Oh, man. I'm gonna have my chance.
But honestly, that's a thing that, like, when I see younger girls, and this is one of the reasons why I know that for me when I was younger, I knew that I had to work on myself before, like, getting into a relationship or letting somebody else, like, kind of love me, you know? Because if you put your, I think I told you this, but if you put your love in somebody else's hands, that love can be taken away. If you put your happiness in somebody else's hand, it means they have the power to take that away from you, right?
Yeah.
And so I've seen so many, not even just girls, but guys too, but in my experience, I've seen so many friends of mine. And they get into relationships and they don't really love themselves or know themselves well enough to know what they really want. And so they're told what they want, what they're wanted, and, like, they're given that. So once they become comfortable in that situation, they don't know how to live without that. And it could be the most toxic relationship ever, and they can't leave.
Oh, man,
they cannot leave because they are molded into this person now, and it's all they know, you know?
A lot of people don't know how to be alone.
They don't know how to be alone.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But...
And it's, like, your pivotal years. Like, I feel like late teens, early 20s-ish, like, especially for a girl, like, that is the time for you to learn about yourself. Like, you have to learn about yourself. So if you're stuck in a relationship where you're not allowed to be yourself or you don't have freedom, even if you think you have freedom, you know, like, you actually don't have a full freedom in your mind. If, like, anything happens and that relationship's gone, you're now finding yourself again, you know? So things that I did when I was 16, learning about myself, learning to love myself and all my flaws, you have to start learning that in your mid-20s.
Yeah.
That's so hard to
do. That is very hard, yeah.
It's also because of the whole relationship goal stuff on Instagram. Oh, it's like...
miss me with that.
Yeah, I hate it because, like, everyone's trying to have, like, this... Everyone shows this perfect relationship and this perfect life, and they don't realize that in relationships, you have ups and downs. You will go through crazy... you know, heartaches and all that, but they don't believe in that. And that's the problem, is the moment something bad happens, they're just like, oh no, that's it. Like, I can't, you know, because this is not relationship goals.
They're like, there must be something better out
there. Yeah. There must be something better.
Like, but I bet she's not going through that. I'm not going
to
put up with this.
Yeah. And it's more like a lot of people got to learn to just deal with things. Like, if you're lonely or you're feeling sad, going out and drinking and, you know, hanging out with a bunch of, you know, different people is not gonna help you. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's just a temporary fix, but a lot of people gotta fix their traumas, and this mm-hmm. is what I'm talking about. A lot so of true. Issues.
Facts,
and
facts,
this
goes facts, back facts.
Is you gotta fix yourself. You
have
know?
To.
That's how I would say love yourself.
Or you
yourself
damage
first.
Yourself yeah. way more. Honestly, it's sad to see the people that I've seen go through this and yeah. like currently going through this. I'm honestly like, and I think I know, like in the heart of my heart, it's like I feel like God or whatever, he knew. He was like, no, because I was not ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I was in a relationship when I was like 16 to 18, mm-hmm. maybe even 19, mm-hmm. I would be a totally different person
mm-hmm.
because I was not ready. Like mm-hmm. I know for a fact I would have put all of myself into that one person.
Yeah.
I would have believed everything they said. I would have needed their validation to love myself.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I took that time to like actually start to love myself. And yeah. I'm like, you can't tell me nothing.
And I'm a person
like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Don't care.
No for real.
Facts. Yes.
And people jump from relationships to relationships to relationships is
because they need it.
A lot of people don't have genuine relationships. They just have a bunch of people in their lives that's filling a need for them. And
a
the moment
void.
Yeah, a little void. And the moment that's not being, you know, met anymore. That's why I'm gonna jump on this group or I'm gonna jump onto this guy, and they don't take the time to understand, okay, where did that relationship go wrong? It's not even about dating, it's
yeah.
even friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the friendship go wrong? Where did the relationship go wrong? And like, what can I do for it not to happen next time? But because they're just gonna jump to the next one because they don't wanna be alone.
So temporary.
They don't learn and figure out themselves on, you know, and the things not to do for future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think this generation loves to like throw things away so easily.
Mm-hmm.
You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
Like they're like, oh, what's the point of even trying to fix it? I can just get something brand new, something better. But it's like, if you do that every time, you're never gonna have something for for life. It's never gonna be sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because of course there's always gonna be better out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the point. Like the point is you find what's good for you and you make that work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there's always better. There's faster, better, prettier, smarter.
But
everything,
it's like,
younger.
You know? There's younger, older, if you want.
There's you always know? Gonna be younger.
Not that it matters.
Older. Oh my. As long as you're a teen. Oh my god, yikes. Okay, anyway. Oh man. I feel like people, this is what worries me about, like, I guess dating in general, but like, I feel like it's worse with Instagram and then dating apps too. You see like people's pictures and how they present themselves and stuff, and it's like I do this all the time when I see people I don't know on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I like assume kind of like really good things about them. I'm not like, let me assume the bad things
no.
that they've been
yeah,
through.
Yeah, you like make a perception in your mind and it's always going to be like the best.
Yeah, right?
Themselves.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, it seems like they're like this way. But like who I am today is so different from who I was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So different from who I was like when I immigrated to Canada, you know, like I can't express that enough. Like it's kind of weird because I'm like, me thinking back, I'm like, wow, I was so different.
Yeah.
Like the way I thought, the way just the way I carried myself in life, like you guys would not recognize me at all. Like it's so weird, which is a great thing because it means I've made progress, right? But like that whole, like you guys haven't seen that side of me, right? But say my family has, so they know my progress and they know what I've been through. But if you meet someone now, they just see like, say my Instagram persona, and they're like, ooh, and it's like, is it an infatuation thing? Because I have a lot of baggage that I don't tell many people about like my past, just like most people don't, right? So then that's what scares me, because people are like,
They have a perception of you, so when they meet you, they're gonna think, oh, it's gonna be the Jade that I think of when I look at her photos.
Yeah,
you know,
and it's like, oh, she's posting some woke ass quotes on her Instagram.
Yeah, it's like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I can't slide. Like,
and it's like those are just what resonate with me because of what I've been through, but I won't necessarily say what I've been.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like there will be times where I get triggered by things, and it will turn into an argument with someone, whether it's a friend or a relationship and whatnot, and then it's like, whoa, you're totally different from what I was expecting.
Because of, like, this. It's like, well, don't have expectations. Like, you don't know me.
Yeah.
Through my Instagram,
entitlement.
You don't even know 1% of me through looking at my Instagram.
Yeah, like, literally.
That's just it.
And there's a lot of catfishing, too. Like, you could have an idea. No, like, you can have an idea of, like, how I may be, but even the way I look could be wrong. True. And that's the problem.
I do not wake up like any of those.
Word? Okay, I don't know about y'all, but I wake up like this. Yo. Like, I mean my fro yeah. will be like maybe like flat on one side, but like, yo.
Yeah, lopsided. There's nothing fro. A comb can't fix.
Like the most off stubble when I need a haircut. Yeah. But, you know, all I'm saying is, anyways, I don't know where I was going with that. But no, I agree with you. Like it's crazy because with social media, it's a spot where people can like escape and be whoever they want to be. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And a lot of people aren't prepared to meet whoever that they fantasize yeah. about. And that's why whenever I meet a girl on IG or whatever, which I don't do, but it's happened where, you know, they've slid, you know, it's happened where like, you know, they've slid in my DMs or whatever. And, you know, I'm like, damn girl, like, you know, you're everything that I, you know, like physically, you know, and then I meet up with them and I'm like,
ugh. Yeah, the like, mental, you're like, exactly. Does it match up? No, not really.
Exactly. Yeah. So a lot of people are too focused on the physical, necessarily the mental.
And so that's, true.
Oh. Amen.
That's why I like to FaceTime people. And by people, I mean a girl. Pre-screening. Like if we're talking, I have to FaceTime you at least 3 times before we link. One, so I can know you're not a catfish. And two, so I can like just... Cause you see,
so
with
I can
text,
hear you like talk to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like with text, you can okay. Oh shit, maybe okay. I won't say that.
Yeah, text. Oh, no. You have time to think. You can
to think.
Edit.
Exactly.
You can Google things real exactly. quick. Like, what did I say?
Yo,
what's
that's
talking
crazy.
About?
I do that too sometimes. I'm not sure like which way of saying it, like grammar wise. Mm. But
yeah, we appreciate.
Is it your?
Oh
or
my
your?
Gosh, the wrong there. Oh, yeah.
You gotta start.
Yeah. No, but like all jokes aside, it's yeah. So I can see. Who you are mentally, because mm-hmm. yes, I'm attracted mm-hmm. to you physically, but it's like I want to understand you mm-hmm. inside out, and a lot of times you get that through phone conversations.
It's true.
And yeah, maybe they could play it off, but you know, everyone slips up once in a while.
Yeah, and well, I mean, like, I feel like you get a pretty good idea of who they are just from even a phone call, because yeah. it's mm-hmm. like, I mean, some people can pretend, but like for the most part,
you can't just make stuff up like on the go honestly. That
yeah.
easily.
Yeah, I feel like people who don't realize how whack they are. Like, they don't realize it. So then they say things and you're like, this is fine.
Yeah.
It's like, this is so not funny. Yeah. What the fuck? So you can get an idea of that, you know? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. I just think, like, Instagram's a bit wild sometimes in the perception.
And I remember I was telling Jade, like, earlier, the thing with, for me, why I don't think I could do, like, online dating, Instagram, DM dating, whatever. Mm-hmm. Because people will, like, morph themselves into the type of person they think you want mm-hmm. them to be. Mm-hmm. Like, I could honestly look real. At a guy's Instagram. Yeah. I can kind of see his vibe, see the things he's into. Oh, he's into basketball. He likes this player the most. He watches this team. He's blah, blah. Mm-hmm. He travels. He's been here, here, here. Mm-hmm. I can bring up all those points as if I love those things too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So true.
And guys, I know guys have done that.
Yes.
100%.
You can always kind of tell.
Bruh,
you know.
I creep the VSCO. Like,
everything.
I creep the VSCO before. And this is like my fuckboy stage. I'm a changed man. I really am.
Every girl 18 and plus.
No. Yo, you're bugging. But like... You know? Like I used to do, like I would do my research, like I would do my research before I talked to her. Like I'll creep her friends and see like what they're all about and like figure out like the type of girl and how I should approach her. Like if I noticed like okay, like maybe you're a bit promiscuous, I would approach her in like that type of tone. But if I notice you're like okay, like maybe you're into art, I'm approach you in that art type of form. So
they're trying to hit me up.
You,
that way.
Yeah. So exactly. So whenever you
they're
see a guy,
into
yeah.
what they think you want, honestly. Mm-hmm.
For real, Jem, you can't be calling people out like that.
I call them everybody out. You know? Everybody who's listening.
But it's true because the thing is,
do girls do that with me though?
The thing is, maybe. I honestly, yeah. I don't know if you'll know. I don't know if you'll know.
Because most of the time, I'm the one going out of my way.
Yeah.
Because like when I did the online dating thing.
I don't know if. Maybe some girls do. I personally don't.
I don't see the point in doing that.
I don't see the
that
point. And I'm eventually? Just like, yeah, it's going to come out. Like, I can't keep up the fact that you love the Lakers. And I'm like, okay, I don't watch basketball or something. You know, I do watch basketball. But that's just that's just like an example. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. I would not be able to keep up. I would just give up.
Because it's like, start as you mean to go on. Because eventually it's going to come out that you don't like those things. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, I totally got to know a false person.
Yeah. And now you're like, I don't even like you.
And I feel, in common. Exactly. I feel like for girls, like, let's be honest, it's so much easier for girls to like get sex. So, mm-hmm. like, if you want to sleep with someone, it's you're just... telling me. Yo. You could literally probably just be like,
hi, come hey, over.
Yeah, like,
just come over. Drop a thirst trap. Drop a few
hints, yeah. and then, yeah, they're and into
decide
it.
Decide whichever you guy you think is cuter to pick. Right
in the open, like, hey, yeah. I want this. You down?
100%.
Yeah, right? So then it's like, cool, if you're down, you're down. Mm-hmm. And then what's the point of building this false persona?
Yeah, there's no need to. Sleep?
There's no need to. So then if it's like, if they're looking to date someone, mm-hmm. like if you're a smart girl, you're mm-hmm. not gonna
create a yourself. False yeah.
version mm-hmm. of yourself. Mm-hmm. You're just going to go in, and if they don't like it, leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then again, like we're talking about people feeling insecure going into dating people. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I was younger, I would kind of do that. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was like into someone,
yeah.
I'd be like, oh, what kind of music do they like? And then I would listen to that music and try and like force myself to like it so that I could be like, oh yeah, I listen
to this guy too.
This thing, Linkin Park.
Yo, don't diss Linkin Park.
No, I have it on my iPod. I think
I know one song.
Greatest band ever. Park.
In the end.
Is that how it goes?
I bleed it out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's yeah, like yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think that's the only one. I think I was at a Jay-Z concert. And they
played... that's Encore.
Encore.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
That's Numb/Encore.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Pistol.
I got you.
That was 0.2 seconds and you knew it.
Wow. I know.
Bro, I'm not a fake. And I love yo, that this song. Is facts. I love Linkin Park. Rest in peace.
Oh, true, yeah.
Rest in peace. Though.
But no, yeah.
But yeah.
You know what I mean?
English, no, please. Por favor.
No, but I did that. See, I used to do that, but it was more like... So, like, me, like, growing up in, like, a suburban area in Kitsilano as, like, the only black person, it's, like, I had to do certain things to fit in, you know, because everyone around me did this, and that. Mm. So, to impress the females, that's what I would do. If they were into racquetball, I would love racquetball, too, because, yeah. like, everybody in that community would be into something. Right. But I didn't realize that as I, like, got older, quote-unquote, I realized everyone that was around me, I was like, are they really, like, are we actually friends? Or am I just around them because I'm just trying to fit in?
Because mm-hmm. it's your environment. And yeah. you can't, when you're a kid, you yeah. can't choose your environment.
You cannot, you yeah. know, because, like, if, like, literally Kitsilano, it's big somewhat, but it's small. Like, everybody that went there, like, we all went to the same school. So, if I didn't fit in this crowd, literally, I was by myself. So, I had to do certain things mm-hmm. to fit in. But it wasn't until I really, like, went to university and, like, met different crowds and met people who were like me is when I was like, well, now I'm not really trying to waste all this energy and time trying to get people to like me mm-hmm. when there's already people who generally like me, like, from this, you know, from the start. Mm-hmm. And this goes back to... with what you were saying, with how you would like force yourself. And it's like a lot of girls, like they will tolerate certain things by people just to fit in that crowd. Like, I'm going to tolerate this girl treating me like this because like she's the alpha female and you know, on some mean girls type shit.
Mm. Honestly. And it comes down to insecurity.
It's insecurity.
And I've seen so, because I... Should I out myself? So I was in a sorority. Oh my goodness. And obviously there's so many sororities, whatever, the school that I went to, and like not saying which one, who, mm-hmm. if it was mine, somebody else's, whatever. But I have seen so many, especially girls, do things because they thought they had to do it. Mm-hmm. Or do things because all the other girls were mm-hmm. quote unquote doing it, even mm-hmm. though they weren't. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I've just realized that so many people are so insecure with how they are perceived by other people, even mm-hmm. though other people aren't even looking at them that way. Like, mm-hmm. they're not even guessing what they're doing or what they're not doing with some guy. Mm-hmm. Like, they put that in their head that, oh, everybody else is doing this. Everybody else is probably thinking I should be doing this, so mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. And then mm-hmm. I've literally had girls cry on my shoulder because of, like, you know, the regret they've mm-hmm. had, or, like, how sad they feel, how, like, unhappy they are with mm-hmm. themselves. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, it's an ongoing cycle, and mm-hmm. they keep doing it because they still feel like they have to do it to fit in. Mm-hmm. And if everyone thinks everyone's doing something, everyone eventually starts doing that one thing, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But nobody wanted to do it in the first place.
No.
Yeah.
You know?
No. Well, that's why with me, I never really got into... I've never taken, like hard drugs. Like, I've, you know, I'm talking about cocaine or whatever. Mm-hmm. Weed and drinking, that's it. Mm-hmm. And... a lot of times, it's kind of messed up that I'm going to say this, but, like, I influenced the people around me to start drinking and to start smoking weed because I was never the one to do things just to fit in. It was only for females, by the way, guys. Like, I only did things to fit in to impress women. When it came to guys, I could care less. But with that said, Yes, so a lot of the things that I influenced a lot of people, but the problem was is they went on to other things. Mm-hmm. They started doing the Xanax and the Adderalls and all this other stuff because we would be in a party situation and, oh, I mean, oh, it's cool, you know, like, you only live once. Like, this is when, like, YOLO was, like, really huge things. And, like, a lot of people, because of that whole phrase, got into a lot. And they don't realize, like, what they're getting themselves into until it's too late. And then by then, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, you know, whatever. But with what you're saying with insecurity, this goes back to a lot of people got to fix their traumas.
It all, I swear to God, it all roots back to fixing your damn traumas. Yeah. Like, it really does.
You have everyone to work on yourself something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it. And it's just like, I think it's a quote by Rumi. It's like the only way to get past something is through it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's true. Mm-hmm. If you bury that shit underneath, it's going to crop up somehow and it's going to be affecting you. And like,
yeah,
right now I'm at the stage where I'm like, I'm aware of why I have the problem. I just don't know how to work through it. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Me too.
So, and it's like, you know, you can read all the self-help books you want, but like, at the end of the day, like, you know, like comes always down
to
saying,
you
have to go, it comes down to you. And also I think like, there's just certain things you can't really do on your own.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to start seeing like a therapist just to like, get professional guidance through it, because it's like, especially when you're dealing with stuff from like when you're a kid, I think it's so important. And I just think that for me, when it comes to relationships, I've never really felt like ready to go into one because I knew deep down that I had stuff that I hadn't dealt with. And I was like, it's just going to come out and like make things bad in a relationship anyway, because that's what happened with all the relationships I was witnessing growing up. It's like they didn't deal with their shit. They take it out on each other. They fight, whatever. It's not like healthy, and it's not like, you know, the stuff you see in movies, even though that's romanticized. Yeah,
that's another issue. That's bleh. That's bleh.
But you know, but it was just like I didn't see the point, if that makes sense. And so for me, I was like, I know I'm not ready, so why would I? But then I wasn't dealing with my shit, so then years were passing by and here I am. But now I feel like I'm like in a pretty good place. I just need the final like step of working through it. But it's like, if you're not aware of why you feel certain types of way, that's when you run into problems.
No, the mind is very powerful. Like, you could be the biggest person, the strongest, you can deadlift the most thing, but if your brain is not intact, it's serious. And that is why I go to Africa for long periods of time, because over there is, I can really just, number one, they're not into technology as much. A lot of people do things more just, it's more, communities are more connected. And I've noticed when I'm around that, where I'm around people who, you know, generally just want to be around me, I act different. I don't swear as much, you know, and I feel like everyone got to find their Africa, you could say. If it's, you know, maybe going on a hike or going camping for a couple of days and just really focus and use your mind and really ask yourself questions like, what can I do? How can I better myself?
Self-reflection is so, so important.
But a lot of, with what we do is we distract ourselves from that by having all these people in our lives.
Comparing, contrasting lives.
Yeah.
Even if you're comparing yourself just to feel better about yourself, why are you doing that?
You know I was like that. You know, I mean, I got myself in debt, like, you know, with my first car. It wasn't really in debt, but it was just the insurance was too much. But I was doing it because, oh, look at me. I have a BMW.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would buy a bunch of expensive designer things because I wanted people to look at me and be like, oh, look at me. I
and
got
that's when
this
you have to look at yourself and be like, am I living and doing this for myself or am I doing this for others?
Because exactly.
if you're doing things for others or for the acceptance of others or just for other people to look at you a certain way, that's wrong.
Yeah. And that's when I realized that, I lost a lot of friends.
Yeah, those weren't your friends in the first place. They lost them, you know what I'm saying?
But it's true. And I feel like I've noticed how, like, when I always talk about these things, I feel like my mind is spinning at mile a minute because I love to intake everybody else's like opinions and like the wisdom and stuff. But my mind's ticking and I'm like, there's so many like events in my life that I've suppressed. And then when we start talking about things, they like pop up. And I'm like, damn.
Same.
There's so many moments that I have tried to forget. And that's part of the reason why that like all these like... Like, same thing with you, like, how I was not ready for this shit, because all those memories, I'd never worked through them.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? And it's like, I've started to work through them, and I have been working through them. I honestly feel like I'm in a good place right now, but obviously there's still...
Of course, we're all still growing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, well, if you think of, like, all the years you've been on the planet, it is kind of a while, you know?
Yes, yeah.
A lot of stuff...
Yeah.
And we haven't even been here very long. That's the crazy
thing. I know. So can you imagine being our parents?
No.
Right.
And they haven't dealt with shit because it's that's like stigma. That's just...
That's why I was like, you have to do it as young as you can. Like, once you realize it, you have to start working on it. Like, I'd rather have done this while, like I said, when I was 18 and I was like, Rilita, fix yourself. I'm happy I started doing it then instead of waiting till what? I'm like 28.
Yeah.
Four relationships deep. Yeah. Struggling even more because you get more baggage, you know, along the way.
Sometimes you even have a child with this person. Of course. And now
you're linked, you know, connected, you're linked for life.
Oh my goodness, we're talking about this.
Things going on.
That's why I'm so cautious.
No, that is something. God.
It's not about the child. Like, that's one thing. Like, I'm not worried about having a child. It's who I have the child with is what I'm concerned about.
That
is so,
because that person is going to be in your life regardless if you want them to or not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if they're not in your life, you're still going to be like, yo, well, your dad didn't do this. Or you'd be like, yeah, your mom, blah, blah. Like, you know, they're going to be there. They're going to be a topic of conversation for the rest of your kid's
life. And your kid's going to look like that person. Like, you're going to, they're going to they have a visual traits reminder of that person.
Yeah. My dad must hate me.
That DNA.
Oh my God. But it's just like, I think that's like one of the things is like, because my parents, well, yeah, my parents kind of, I feel like they have stuff that they haven't dealt with, and like, I still might not really know what it is, if that makes sense. But you can always tell when something's wrong.
Yeah.
And that's what was kind of the biggest motivation for me as a kid to fix my shit was like, I don't want to be like that. Like, I want to be healthy. I want to be able to live a happy life. Mm-hmm. So I have to deal with like the shit that I've been through in order to be the best version I can be. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Because I don't want to live any longer. Like, when you realize that you can change the way you view life, like, I don't want to live any longer like that. Yeah. So every day I try and work on something. Because, it's worth it in the long run. Mm-hmm. And they say, like, whoever you date ends up being your mirror. Lexi's always saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like you meet someone who's a mirror of who you are. Mm-hmm. And, like, so if you feel insecure, like, you could have, like, two of the hottest looking people. And if they both feel insecure, that's probably why they were drawn to each other.
Yeah.
But to the outside world, it's like, oh, like, it's a physical thing. Yeah. Or they're in the same career path or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, I just use that to my advantage with what you just said. Like, you know, no, because that's one thing I noticed about, like, pretty girls, like, quote unquote, they're mad insecure. And I knew that, which was bad because I used it to my advantage. Like, while other guys would be, like, hitting them up and honestly, all this, I'll be that guy who would just be sitting and be like, man, you ain't shit. Like, you know, but in reality, I'm like, damn, you're the finest chick in this house. But, you know, I ain't going to let you know that because... You get that every day, so I'm gonna play different because I know you're insecure anyways.
You're gonna feed off of that.
Exactly. You're like, why isn't this guy giving me attention like all these other guys were? And with what you're saying, man, it's fucked up. But yeah, I used it to my advantage.
Yeah, no, it kind of makes sense.
It does.
I feel like that's one thing, like, I've realized, like, over the past few years. I'm like, I feel like the ugly child in me still is there. And then, so
I was gonna say the exact
thing. The ugly child it's so exact bad. Same thing. I hate saying it because I feel like it's really not that big of a conscious part of my mind, if that makes sense. But it is there. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's just... And it's more so when, like, a guy I'm interested in says it versus, like, anyone else. Like, you know, if people are like, you look good on Instagram, I'm like, thanks, I really appreciate it, whatever. But, like, when a guy I'm interested in is like, you look beautiful or... And I'm like, I soak that shit in like a sponge.
I'm like, I literally think when I was younger, I literally was like, yeah, I'm like... I mean, honest, I thought I was so ugly. I thought I was so unattractive. And I just never... This is what I realized, I think, why I also don't, like... I'm so oblivious. If somebody's into me, I will never know. And that's I'm not me. The type of girl who's like, I just don't know. I actually don't know. And it actually frustrates me because I wish I could tell.
That's what I was telling you today at Walmart.
It's just not... Yeah. Because it's like, when you are... Okay, all those years of thinking you're, like, unlovable, basically. Like, you just think you're just, like... I literally was just like, no. Like, nobody can ever like me. Nobody ever had a crush on me. Not that I know of, right? I was like, no. Mm-hmm. So all those years, I feel like it's just ingrained in me. Mm-hmm. And even though I know I'm not, like, ugly, I won't ever think I'm, like...
Whatever,
I won't... And I wish I could, but I won't ever see myself like that. But it's not like I think I'm ugly or something. I'm just, like, happy the way I am. But I'm not like, I'm so fucking beautiful.
I'm the greatest thing ever.
Like, all these guys are looking at me. If they are, I won't know. Because I'm just looking at them as if they're looking at me as a friend.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's been my whole life. Like, I'm always the friend. I'm never the, oh, she's cute. Oh, I kind of want to date her. Like, that's, like, never been me. So
Word? Never. Did you like glow up or something? Like, were you those? Because some black girls, I'm sorry, yo, like when they're younger, they don't really know which products work for them, and like,
all that. Do you know what it is with me? I'm not even gonna front like this. This is so rich. I mean, it's also part of that.
You know, and then down the line, I'm like, damn, Keisha, like,
drag me.
I didn't know you were thick like this. Like, oh my god.
Honestly,
your eyebrows like, too. That's damn.
Like partly true, but like, oh my god, I was like a cute kid, and then I went through my ugly phase, like middle school phase. But yeah. Like, I was a cute kid, but this is what when I was a kid. So I grew up in London, obviously. Well, if people knew that, and I was also one of the few black girls in my class. I was the only black girl, and there were like maybe two black guys. Okay,
yeah.
And in England, when you go in primary school or elementary school, you're grade one, grade two, grade three. You guys all go to the same grades together. So it's like the same students for 6 years straight. And some people leave, some people join, you know. But I was there ever another black girl? Oh, maybe in like reception. So like, what's that? Kindergarten. Like, whoa. So I've always been the only black girl. Yeah. And she did real quick. She left in like grade two and she like left. So I was like, okay, bye. Love her. Shout out to you. So I was always the only black girl, okay? Yeah. So I'm not saying there was only white people. There was like Indian, Pakistan, like there was a lot of culture, but the black culture was minimal, right? Yeah. And so I never felt like in that community, and that's what I knew for what the first 12 years of my life, that community, I was the odd one out. And like you said, trying to fit in, but I didn't know how to fit in because I knew I could never actually fit in, you know? Right. And so when I was younger, I would have these like interactions with people that kind of, I guess, molded me into believing I was down there. And so I've told you, I think I mentioned this on the other podcast, but what I realized when I didn't, how I taught myself that, okay, guys aren't into me is because the one girl who, so I don't know if you know, but this one girl, whatever, long story short, she saw me and she was like, oh, ew, you're black, like you're dirty, blah, blah, blah.
Damn.
Yeah. So that whole thing though, to me, I was so young. I was like, I don't even know, grade two, grade three.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
And so I didn't know what that meant, but it's, I realized in hindsight that stuck with me for so long. And so I literally would think I was like dirty. Like I would be like, oh, if a guy sat next to me, I wouldn't want to touch him because I would be like, he probably doesn't want to touch me. Or like even me in like high school, if a white guy would be like, oh, well, I'd be like, no, because like I'm darker, like he probably doesn't want. And in hindsight, I noticed that it's because of that interaction, it stuck with me and it grew into me, you know. And so because I thought nobody would ever like me back then, or like wouldn't even want to touch me back then, like that's so sad, like, you know. But I don't think like that either, like, anymore. But because I did, now in my age, I still can't undo that as much as I want to. But right. I now that I know it's there, it's easier for me to be like, okay, you know what? Whoa, don't think like that. Like, come on. Yourself, man. Come on, don't think like that. And I don't anymore. But it's still kind of, I think there's little things that still are going to affect me. So I still won't know if I'm into somebody. I'll be like, but they're not into me. Because that's just how it's been my whole life, you know? And so I'm still working on that. But
life never is like, relate so hard to something, to be honest. It's so weird how on the same page we are sometimes. But yeah, no, that makes so much sense. Even like sometimes if it's like a guy, like a white guy hits you up right now and like you go on a date and you're like, I'm not really sure. Like, do you think it's like a subconscious part of you that's still thinking that way, but you just consciously are like,
Honestly, probably.
Yeah, it's
so it's that and the culture. Sometimes I'm like, can you get with my culture? Can you get some culture?
These are braids, not kids.
Oh my god.
Learn the difference. Have you heard of extensions?
It's called a weave. I'm gonna be looking like a different girl like twice
every
a month.
Months.
Like,
yeah, you won't recognize me. I literally saw some at the mall yesterday. It was a wardrobe person from set, and I like waved at her. Like I had my headphones in. Like I just like smiled and waved. And I was like, hey. And then she, like, politely was like, hey.
But she's like, I don't know you.
Like, oh, yeah. I have braids. Like, she probably doesn't recognize
me. I can still recognize. But then again,
I mean, I do look kind of different, but I just thought it was funny.
I feel like I look so different with these braids. I'm, like, loving myself.
It's
like,
you look so good.
I haven't had these since I was a kid. Also, I realized, you know why I actually didn't want braids? Because I think when I was younger, I had braids, and it was always so different. And then I was like, I hate braids.
Yeah.
People, but now I'm like.
Braids are, like, the thing.
I know.
Plus, they, like. protect.
I haven't had these in years.
They protect your hair. You don't have to do as much work. Like, we're going to Europe. We don't want to be working on our hair.
I literally was getting gas earlier. And so I, like, pumped my gas because that's why I was late. Sorry. And I was literally pumping my gas. And then this, like, this white man got out of his car. I was like, hey, I just have to say, like, I love your hair. It looks so nice.
Can I touch it?
Surprisingly, he didn't say that. Oh, but if he did, I would have been like, no.
Wash your hands first.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
2 feet away. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes, stretch like, your arms. Even if they ask, it's a bit, like, polite. But, like, sometimes they don't even ask.
Yeah.
Like, they'll just come and just pat.
Yo,
and
you didn't ask.
Okay. I contradicted myself. Yeah. But I'm black, so I feel like I get passed. You know?
I'm kidding. It's fine.
But, so, with that said, how you feel like you're too dirty because of what that, that's crazy. Because I remember when I first came to, I didn't really experience racism in Europe, which is kind of weird, but I did not. But then again, I was in a small city. Marseille's not small now, but at that time it was pretty small and it's predominantly black anyways. But it wasn't until I came to Canada is when I started experiencing like the N-word. Like, I didn't even know what the N-word was until like 6 years old when I came here. And then I started hearing it because I was at the playground and I think, I remember what the kid said, but like, he like grabbed dirt and no. This like happened throughout the week. So like Monday, I remember vividly. First, the kid asked me, why are my lips so thick? Yeah, like the kid asked me, he was like, why are your lips so thick?
Ask and, me now in 2019.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like,
you know, you like a thing.
Kylie Jenner, catch up.
You know. We did it first.
I'm glad we did. You know, but like at that time, I'm a kid, so I'll kind of be like, I don't know, like, because to me it was odd, but
yeah,
that was number one. And then the other time, it was like, why are you so black? Like, why are you so dark? And then me, again, I come from, you know, I wasn't, when you're a kid, you're not, to you, it's just odd. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the final straw is when the kid like grabbed dirt when we were at the playground and he like threw it at me and he was like, go back to where you came from. And then me, I'm kind of like, I came from Europe, though, and I see a bunch of other white people, too. So, like, what do you mean, go back to where you came from? Like, I don't get... So, at that time, I didn't understand, but I don't think it really made me feel any different. It was more like, why are they being like this? Mm-hmm. But then it did eventually come to be like, okay, let me try to fit in so they don't treat me like this. But it wasn't until, like, puberty kicked in and, like, you know, I had my dental surgery and this was like around 12 years old. And that's when I was like, I'm the shit. Like, why do I have to try to impress y'all? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
facts right there.
For real. And
you
I
got
feel,
into that early. Which is
yeah.
Really
it was
blessed.
Also cause I played sports and it's not to brag. I was pretty good at these sports. And but because I played these sports, I feel like that's what saved me is like, I was known as that guy who's good in sports. Mm-hmm. I wasn't necessarily like that black kid, like because I was good in sports and
you had a different identity. Wasn't your racial.
Yes.
Color.
Like I was accepted because I was good in sports. And I feel like I guess with guys, it's different than when you're a girl. I'm not saying you can't play sports, but I feel like you would take a lot more because the guy straight up was like, all black people are dirty. Was it a girl or was it a guy?
No, it was a girl.
It was a girl, yeah. Yeah, girls can be very mean. And like, I always say this, like, I'd rather fight a man than deal with a female verbally. Like, they say some shit.
Huh. It hurts.
I still remember some
and
stuff.
And you don't even, well, at least in my case, I didn't notice how much that played a role in my life until hindsight. Like, until I was out of it and I looked back and I was like, that is 100% where kind of it started from. Like, that was the catalyst. And then I realized why all my friends were guys. Like, because I couldn't see them liking me. So when I was younger, all my, from in primary school in London, all my friends, guys, obviously I had some girlfriends, but all my friends, guys, when I left London and moved to Canada, my going away party was 15 guys and me. No females showed up, even though they were invited. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was always that girl. And girls would be like, why? And I'm just like, because they're my friends. Because genuinely, they were my friends, you know? Because I couldn't
Maybe these girls were intimidated because they're like, yo, like, look at this black girl. Like, she's always hanging out with guys. But they don't realize. But again, it's that ego thing we're talking about. Is some people, instead of, like, trying to figure out, like, why she always with those guys, they're kind of like, she's a hoe. Like, she's always hanging out with these guys because she's hooking up with them. But sometimes the girls don't realize it's because you guys are treating me such a way that I'm kind of intimidated or I don't feel comfortable being friends with you. And these guys are treating themselves. But then again, it could also be because they're trying to hook up with you. No, because like I remember like this is facts though. Like
honestly, looking back, I'm like, you know what? They probably had a crush.
They did.
100%. And I just didn't know. Honestly, I was just like,
I'll be honest with you.
But it's true. I feel like you finish your thought.
No, like me as a dude, like I've had. Of course, I can have female friends. Like that is it. But like, in high school, because like hormones are just all over the place, and you know you're going through these changes. So like you know. I honestly only spoke to females because I want, unless like I wasn't physically attracted to you, but like if I was attracted to you, we weren't friends. Like yeah. I would play the whole friend thing, but in reality it was because I was trying to hit you up. Like that's just facts. And that's most guys, but they just won't admit it. Mm-hmm. And that's how I was like, are you sure? Like,
well, 15, we were young.
Well, how old were you?
This was like elementary school.
Man, stop it. When I was 13, like, you know.
Honestly though, in you know. London, everyone does. Dude, yeah, younger.
And men are kind of like, women are more mature than men like early on, but like sexually I felt like I was like here, and like a lot of the girls in my grade weren't on the same level as me. Like they thought I was like weird and like perverted, but then down the line when they caught up, it was it. And that's why I was hung out with older people.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, because you're like with puberty and stuff, like your hormones start kicking in later for women. Mm-hmm. So
I didn't know that, but like me, I thought it was weird and they thought I was weird, but
yeah,
you know, it's different. But what are you gonna say?
No, I think it was like what you were saying about how like you just wouldn't know if a guy liked you. I feel like that will always be me too.
I think that's me forever.
Yeah, like it's just once it's ingrained.
It's been too many years.
Nah, y'all have had a bunch of men who just can't be straight up with y'all. Like if I like a girl now, back then I was mad shy and I didn't really have that much confidence in me. It wasn't until a girl would physically grab me and like kiss me is when I would even make a move. But now I don't do that whole, the stupid little games that like people like to play, and I don't know why they do this. It's like grow up. It's like if you're into someone, tell them, or like don't be creepy about it, but like tell them because you don't know. But once you start playing these little games, it's kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like it's not necessarily games, but it's just like you're unsure. Like say if you're friends with someone, and like been through that. When you're friends with someone and then you're like, oh, I actually like this person, but then it's like the whole like, do you wreck the friendship and say and potentially make it awkward, or do you just kind of let it happen?
Yeah,
and then
if time you can't passing, feel it out, you don't want to make a mistake, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like you.
Is that with y'all or is that like with the guy? Because most time guys, it's like when a guy meets a girl, most of the time they know this is gonna be my friend and this is a potential.
Well, then maybe I'm always the friend. I don't know.
You know?
Maybe I'm always friend zoned.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know what I mean?
And we're like, maybe. We can't tell her.
No, I don't even think it's friend zoned. It's just like.
Oh, my God. Well, great. Puts it in perspective.
See, like, for example, like when I first met you, before I spoke to you, I thought. Like you had, I was not gonna say like the typical light skin, but like light skin girls have that tendency of not texting back. Like you know what I mean? Like they think they're top shit because they're light skin. It's facts. So when I first met you, I thought you were like that. You know, when I first met you, I thought you were like that just from the way you like were looking at me. But like that was just you.
Well,
you know, no, I thought she didn't. I thought she didn't like me. It wasn't until JJ, you know, shout out my nigga JJ. Like it wasn't. Yo, can I cuss? Okay. Been doing that. It wasn't until JJ like introduced to you and like and you, and is when I realized, oh, okay, shut like up, you're actually cool, you know, like you're actually I'm lost here, but like anyways, like you're actually cool, but from a distance, I was like. I don't know if I want to approach or not, like, you know. And, like, I was like, like, you're kind of cute, you know what I mean? But then, like, I was like,
And she is.
Like, I'm not trying, like, oh, no, not kind of. I was like, yeah, you're cute. And then, like, I was like, I had to correct myself. So, but then I was like, I don't know. She seems like kind of like a diva and, like, you know, and, like, your outfit too didn't really do you, like, it did you justice, but it was more like, I don't know. Like,
I'm just saying, we never look good at work. Word? I look at work.
I thought you got, I thought about, that thing we did where we're all dressed all fancy with, like, Trey when y'all had a photo shoot when he had that red.
Oh, suit. Yeah.
I think we looked nice. I think we looked, except for me, the clothes is not fitted. It just looked odd. But
you
I
were thought, like, this is not tailored.
No, it's not. Yeah, yeah. Like, Trey looked nice.
He did look good. Shout out to Trey. Like, shout out Trey.
Looking good in that red suit. He looked like Suge Knight, yo. But like that's that. If you guys know Suge Knight,
we do.
Okay, yo, Trey looked like Suge Knight 100%.
Don't call him out like that. You look better.
Yeah. That's hilarious. No, I feel like. I mean, on that show, it was like sequin romper, bright orange jacket.
Right, y'all are intimidating. High top, trust me.
Sneakers.
Oh, really?
Y'all I had my afro out, like, and you know, they gave me like high top sneakers. She's like, I was literally she like Beyonce 6'2". And Austin Powers. Mm. That so many people kept saying that. I was like, I'll take it, thank you. But yeah, I can see why you would think that. But then also like, people rub off on you.
That's true.
That's why I'm gonna blink those.
I met you. I get it. So like, when I saw her, you, it was at that when we were at that table with those other guys.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Honestly, I wasn't.
It was like a rainy day, and we were outside, and
And I wanted to talk to you, but like, you know, I wasn't really sure on the vibe, so I kind of just kept to myself. But then like, I overheard a conversation.
Yeah, and I was like, he finally came inside, and I kind of like going back,
like creeped out. But that's what I'm saying. You know. It's probably just intimidating. Y'all are intimidating.
Okay, but can you explain why? Because I saw this quote, and then I sent it to you.
And then I posted it on my
And story. You posted it. What did it say?
Like.
But honestly, I want to know because I'm always trying to learn, and I'm always trying to like learn about myself. So I want to know, what do I give off, or what does Jade give off that like oozes out like, oh, intimidating, like don't go and talk to them.
Right. Amen.
See, with me, I'm more of an outgoing person. Like, I've reached that point where I don't really care about what people think. So I'll talk to someone if I want to talk to them. But some people, they're in that bubble where they're like, oh, maybe she might not like me. And again, y'all are usually just...
Insecurity.
It's insecure. That's what I mean. It's insecurity. And it's like, y'all are usually in this clique just doing your own thing. You know, it's not like
friends are friends, you know what
I mean? Like it's not like y'all are kind of like, you know how like when girls are hitting up a guy, it's not like y'all are kind of like, you know, like looking
all
like,
the guys in the bar like,
you know what I mean, like most of the time you guys are literally just doing you.
Yeah,
and
true
to that. So if I was sitting down and I'm like like damn, like oh my god, like who are those? But like they're not even, because most of the time y'all aren't like, you know, constantly like looking like who, like maybe you are, you're just a bit more slick. But if I was just sitting here observing y'all, and I'm like, I'm trying to, and y'all, and I see y'all just sitting there minding your own business, doing your own thing. I'll kind of be like, oh shit, like maybe like, I don't know if I want to approach or whatever. And that's what I mean by intimidation.
So it's almost like, because we're not, we don't look like we're looking.
Yeah.
It's intimidating.
Like we don't look like we're interested. We're,
yeah. Yeah. We don't look like we're, okay.
Like guys actually have to like try. You know, a lot of guys don't like trying. They want something easy, something that is like straight the forward.
That is so true. And that's what's so frustrating.
It's so true.
Quality things
don't come easy, okay?
And it's not even like I'm asking you to try. You just, you literally, you trying is just talking to me.
Literally, the only people I've ever gone on dates with are the people who have asked me.
Same.
I wasn't necessarily even like.
If you don't ask, you don't get. If you ask, I'm probably going to say yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't get asked. So what? Like, I'll be like, wow.
I don't get how y'all don't get asked out for dates. Yo, I've been looking at your guys' IG, and I'm just like, when you tell me these stories, I'm like, how? Like, do guys?
There's a problem in Vancouver.
There's
though.
An issue, and the thing is, too. For the longest time, I thought it was a problem with me. I was just like, I'm just like, either I'm still ugly, I have no personality, there must be something wrong with me. And then I was like, no,
which it's definitely not.
It's definitely not. It's not me.
Real quick, I'm going to throw in this quote that Blitz sent me. So it's, one time someone told me I was intimidating and Rebecca, whoever the fuck Rebecca is,
Rebecca.
looked at them and said, is she intimidating or are you intimidated? And from that moment on, I refused to take responsibility for how others react to my presence. Ayanna Carrington. Yeah.
And now I live by that. I'm like, if you're intimidated by me, that's a you issue. That's not a me issue.
Exactly.
And it's not, it's just not really gonna work. Like, because there's nothing. Like Oprah, we went to Oprah.
We love
Shout
Oprah.
Out to Oprah.
Shout out Oprah and Eckhart Tolle. We love Eckhart Tolle.
Nah, Oprah's canceled for me. Yo. She betrayed Michael.
Okay. Moving on.
5 cents today.
I don't care.
But she was saying that, like, basically she was out with her husband, they're not married.
They're not married, but
like
Stedman, if you guys know Stedman.
Stedman. Shout out Stedman. So she's out with Stedman, and someone goes, like, hey, Oprah Winfrey's boyfriend. And then he was like, I have a name. And he was like kind of upset by it.
Basically, he got butthurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like,
and went home and complained to
Oprah. What do you expect?
And then she was like, basically, like, listen, I'm not going to lessen who I am and
to make pretend feel like
my name doesn't mean something to people to make him feel comfortable.
Like, who is this guy? I didn't even know she dated.
No, they're still together.
They've been together for a long time, but she kept it low key.
Yeah, and like, they're not married. I don't think she'll ever get married to him. But also, like, Oprah, she's a bro. You don't need to split money.
You're low key. I mean, you're a billionaire, yo. You know?
True.
For real.
Yeah, she's a billionaire, but. She is. You know what I mean? Like, she was like, deal with your shit, because I'm not.
Yeah, she's like, if you want to be with me, you're going to have to learn how to be with me as Oprah Winfrey. I'm not going to become less for you.
And then.
And that's what it is, an independent woman.
Exactly.
I told you.
And then he realized the reason why he felt that way, and it's because, like, in his family, I think he has a lot of siblings or something. A lot of
siblings.
And he didn't feel seen.
Yeah, when he was younger, he lived in a city where people would be like, you're not going to amount to anything. You're just this person. You're just that. Like, because. His family name, I guess, had a connotation with it that made him feel lesser than like who he was. So now being
maybe that's Oprah's why he went with Oprah.
Maybe because what she was saying was, oh, okay. So she mentioned a book. It was called "Getting the Love You Want," and I like got it on Audible because I was like, my friend Tiffany told me about it, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna listen to it. Then Oprah said, I was like, okay, I'm listening to it today.
I need Oprah to shout me out, man. Yeah. She'd be getting women to be doing things like this.
Honestly, yeah, for honestly. Yo, but she credits that book with saving her like still relationship with her, like, Stedman, because it like addresses this kind of thing. And she was basically saying that whoever you end up dating will be the person that basically triggers you, but it's forces for you, to evolve.
Yeah.
But they trigger you in the ways that will force you to evolve. Yeah.
And if you don't realize that they're there to trigger you, you're going to blow up, and it's just going to be a failure of a relationship because you're like, fuck you. Like, I can't believe you would say that, blah, blah. But it's like, no, what you're supposed to do through that is be like, okay, you triggered me in this reason. Why is it triggering to me? Let me figure out my own issues and we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's like, what a relationship is for.
Like, it just made so much
Why
sense.
Why be with somebody if it's just going to be yelling and fighting and all the negative things? You're supposed to be with somebody to learn how to get through those tough times together. Yeah. And you're supposed to want that. And if you don't, then find somebody else.
Yeah. For real. It's true.
Don't waste your life in a, like, a sticky relationship for years and just because you are comfortable.
Or because I'm alone.
Or because you're alone. Or because you're uncomfortable to be alone.
So what I was going to ask you guys was, what is a relationship to you? Like, what would be your motivation to enter into a relationship? Mm-hmm. What do you see the benefits of a relationship? Because I realized talking about this like a few weeks ago at work, I was like, holy shit. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I could not answer that question. And I've been thinking like about it. But
large, intricate answer. Yeah. You know?
I mean, you're gonna say yours? I already know what I'm gonna say.
Okay, say yours. Preach, pistol.
Let me take a shot of my son, right?
Do you want some more water? It's been a while.
Reduce. He's parched.
I'm used to being thirsty. No, with me in a relationship, it's kind of like it's someone that compliments me. Not necessarily looks. It's more she pushes me to be the best person that I can be and vice versa. And there's no competition. Like, I want her to be able to take care of herself. That means she's got her own thing. She doesn't need me. And vice versa, I got my own thing. I don't need her. And all we just want is, like, each other's love and company. That's what a relationship is to me. It's not what I can gain from her, or she's this, she's like, she's rich, or she's got the fattest this or the biggest that, you know. It's more just someone that I can like, it's like a best friend that I can have sex with.
All right, honestly,
straight up,
that was a good summary.
I'm gonna say that's basically what I would say.
Yeah,
like, to me, first of all, when they're like, he completes me, my missing puzzle piece, my heart, no. First of all, nobody completes you. You were born whole on this earth, and you're going to die whole on this earth.
Unless it's your mom or dad, because they literally complete you.
Yeah, that is fact. But no random boy, man, whatever, on the streets that I meet is going to complete me, okay?
Yeah.
So that's one thing I always say. I'm like, that's not for me. Like, somebody who completes me, I don't want that. Compliments me, I'm all for that. I'm going to be successful on my own, and I pray that you're successful on your own, and together, we grow together. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be with somebody who makes you a better person. Yeah. And if they drag you down, or say you're on, like, level 10 and they're on level 8, it doesn't matter if they're on level 8, as long as they're reaching to also gain. But if they're on level 8 and want to be stagnant and want to bring you down to their level, then that's where it's not going to work.
It's not good, yeah.
And that's what I have relationships to me. Like, a best friend, somebody I actually want to spend time with, but somebody I don't need to spend all my time with, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a difference between a want and a need. And if you're ever in need of somebody, that's not, like... That's when everything breaks down, because anytime you are in need of something, that means without it, you can't go on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or without it, you won't survive. Yeah. But in a relationship, that should not be the case.
No. Mm-hmm.
You know?
So true.
That's it for part one. Stay tuned for part two.